You know, I had read this story some time ago. I don't know if it was 10 to 15. I'm 60, so I don't remember how long ago. But I had read about it in Sports Illustrated, and I remember being very taken with it. I had lived in the Central Valley in Visalia. I actually played McFarland in high school baseball, but I was taken with the story, and then of course closed the page and moved on with my life. And then this movie came up, and the shining cloud, Mickey Caro, said, "Would you be in this movie?" And it's so nice to be wanted. I mean, you might think that I get everything I want, I don't. And to be wanted, and for that to match up, was really a nice thing for me, and it was a beautiful thing actually. And to play Jim, who, you know, there's these men and women all over America who are affecting our young people. And the relationships that coaches establish with young people is something that carries through their life if it's done right. There's not a lot of Jim Whites, but there are Jim Whites, and he represents the best, really, of the best. And, it's almost biblical. Our children have a hard time listening to their parents, right? There's a moment in time where kids really don't want to hear anything from their parents. But a coach can take on that thing. And boy, if they are of the cloth that Jim White came from, a very graceful, very quiet man who somehow let them know what was possible. What was just possible. Not that they were going to get there, but this is possible for you. A goal. And Jim White had just kind of putting the goal out in front of him. Look what happened. Champions. Look, they exceeded beyond their expectations. So it's a great lesson to us, McFarland, that if we give our children, our young men, our young women goals, we let them see what's possible, they can exceed beyond their own wildest expectations. And it's just a very good lesson, this movie. So I was proud to play the essence of Jim White. I'm not Jim White. I think we'd all like to be Jim White in some way. But that was a pleasure to be able to do that, kind of from that Sports Illustrated article, make this giant circle to actually be in the movie. I mean, that feels like a movie, doesn't it?